And hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Piers Morgan had plenty to say about Harry and Meghan's Netflix deal. Piers writes a full article for the Daily Mail.
You've got to hand it to Meghan and Harry. Oh, seriously. Pulling off a $150 million Hollywood production deal is an amazing achievement when your combined experience of producing anything in Hollywood can be written on the back of a postage stamp. The entire joint CV would read something like, Meghan was a suitcase girl on Deal or No Deal and an actress on Suits, a TV show made in Canada, and Harry's shown some real thespian promise with his hostage video performance on camera during lockdown. But their stupendously rich paymasters Netflix didn't hire the Duke and Duchess for the experience, or lack of it. The world's most successful streaming giants hired them because their royal title, and therefore, as we've seen since the announcement yesterday, can generate spectacular global media attention just by breaking wind in public. How could anybody possibly feel inspired by Meghan and Harry's authenticity, optimism, and leadership, or resilience, given that they've spent the past 2 years whining, quitting, living off rich people, and preaching about equality from their position of supreme elitism? The couple's own statement was even more comically absurd. Our lives, it began, both independent of each other and as a couple, have allowed us to understand the power of the human spirit, courage, resilience, and the need for connection. Sorry, what? This is the same Meghan and Harry who've gutlessly run away from royal duty and disconnected themselves from everyone and everything to become shameless money-grabbing celebrities, right? They continued that they intend to shine a light on people and causes around the world by creating content that informs but also gives hope, and want Netflix to help them share impactful content that unlocks action. What does that even mean? Where is this action currently being locked? What is it? Then came the funniest bit. As new parents, they said, making inspirational family programming is also important to us, as is powerful storytelling through a truthful and relatable lens. I laughed out loud at this point. Well, Piers had some programming suggestions for the couple, like how to have your royal cake and eat it, an inspiring and educational film in which the Sussexes throw vegan tea, echinacea obviously, parties at their palatial Santa Barbara mansion for random strangers and explain how to milk, almond obviously, the royal family brand name for massive financial gain. Or the Brother Grimm, an animated children's film depicting a fierce sibling rivalry between a saintly, much misunderstood, sensitive, caring hero named Harry, who never does anything wrong, and his evil older brother William, who has the audacity to think being the heir to the throne gives him some kind of entitlement to be treated differently, and even worse, had the bloody gall to suggest Harry think hard about marrying an ultra-woke, fame-hungry, much older American C-list actress, divorcee, social climber with a history of dumping people. Or The Frown, a regal drama sequel to The Crown in which a rogue asteroid hits Sandringham during Christmas lunch, wiping out the top tier of the royal family and meaning Harry and Meghan, who snubbed the holiday to be on Oprah's yacht instead, finally become king and queen. Unfortunately, having got what they so badly crave, they spend so much time whining about everything. Keeping up with the Sussexes. And finally, I don't want to be a vacuous celebrity anymore. Get me out of here. And thanks to our celebrity, John McDermott, I'm Mark Francis, this is Palace Intrigue, and good times.